When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen today, Bill Bush out. He was in Kearney last night doing a speech. He'll be back again tomorrow. Check out his website at coachbillbush.com. You want to book him for a speech?
Say that again.
Coachbillbush.com.
Coach Bill Bush.
He has his own website. I didn't know.
I just went to it right now. Coachbillbush.com. I confirmed that.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
I've told him before, it's very odd. When he, in my phone, I have him, I find this odd when it pops up, even though it's in my phone. I have him as Coach Bush.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know.
He's still coaching.
Should I have it as Bill Bush?
I have it as Bill Bush in mine. But
I'm checking.
Coach is fine.
Yeah, Bill Bush.
I'm okay.
Actually, I want to see how many people I have in there as coach, because I don't think it's many.
Are you going to name drop right now? Is that what we're doing?
You guys could both probably do some name
actually,
dropping.
Actually, I have a lot
of here.
They're all high school coaches, various ones around the country.
I have found that I could name drop a lot of incredible dead people.
That is impressive.
I was looking through my phone the other day. I'm like, he's dead. He's dead.
Dead.
He's dead. Big one, dead.
Big one, dead.
Well,
I'm of that age.
Sipple's phone just like walking through a graveyard.
By the way,
whistling through a graveyard, I guess.
Hour two sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank, member FDIC, location in Lincoln at 27 the Jamie Lane, new location coming by early March to 70th and Pioneer. Steve Schindler out today because Bill Bush is out today.
I'll give you an example of a big one.
A dead person?
A still in my phone. Beano Cook.
He's been gone for a while.
He's been gone for a while. Beano Cook.
Yeah. Gone. I remember those segments.
Yeah.
He's been gone for a while.
So I don't have that many dead people, I think, in my phone.
Well, you guys are younger guys.
You know? I've got some. For some reason, I have.
This is a strange segment.
Jake doesn't want to be left out.
He doesn't want
you to assume that the only people in his phone are living. He wants you to know he's got at least one that's 6 feet under and another that's entirely unaccounted for.
I do have some unaccounted for, too.
That's how people feel about your number, too.
I'm largely unaccounted for. By
the way, Mike Schaefer with us from 24/7 Sports joins us every Thursday on the show for years. He's a vital guest for ours on the show.
Vital?
Yeah, you're vital.
Vital
to the operation here.
Vital today. Now, Jake, which direction do we want to go?
Well, I think we get to the game first and then recruiting.
Which direction do our listeners want us to take this? To the football angle with Dylan Raiola
there? We'll do that. Then we'll get to the game after that.
I mean, the big horse was there last night.
Dylan Raiola was at the basketball game. Right. Nebraska beats Indiana 86-70. Dylan Raiola was sitting with Trev Alberts at this basketball game, now, which is, people thought was interesting in general.
He was on a recruiting mission, though, right, Mike, basically?
I mean, I'm not entirely sure what he was. I assume he's basically just here and is going to be here in Lincoln for the rest of the duration, even though other players aren't arriving until, what, the 13th, I think is what I've heard.
Right.
A similar refrain. So he might just be here, and obviously his uncle is here, and, you know, his, he was with Dom last night, and so.
Well, Dom, I mean, full disclosure, I'm not going to act like I don't talk. Dom said he's here recruiting. And Isaiah Nayer.
Yeah. I couldn't come up with a first name. I was like, there's a Jalen Naylor, and then there's like a bunch of similar right. sounding players, and so it was all lost in there. But yeah, wide receiver was at Wyoming. Yes. Before he went to Texas, had one catch for 14 yards last year, but did have a big year in 2021. Is a guy that, you know, Nebraska looking to add to their wide receiver room with some people that have production. He would certainly have more than what they have returning. And then he's the first of two wide receivers expected this weekend, with Jamal Banks being the other from Wake Forest. So, you know, it would be a nice sort of depth pickup, but I don't know that it's something that you can have a ton of expectation for.
No, I don't know. I mean, it kind of depends on how he comes off a knee injury.
Right. And then it's, you know, and it's almost a little Isaiah Garcia Castaneda-ish in a way. I mean, you had a good performance at a lower level. What happens now when you move up? Are you healthy? Can you beat out these other wide receivers? That's the other thing. Like,
yeah,
whatever he might be, is he going to be better than some of those guys? Like, even a Demetrius Bell, who we've never seen before. Like,
what he might be, though, is 6'3" and 215 pounds.
Right, yeah. Gives you some size on the outside. Right. Did go alongside Malachi Coleman there.
Sarkisian. Now, he, like you said, he had a big year in 2021 at Wyoming. 44 catches, 878 yards, 12 touchdowns. That's good. I mean, that's production.
Yeah.
44 catches, 878 yards, 12 touchdowns. Sarkisian. Now, he went to Texas and he injured his knee and just didn't pan out. Now, he was on the road to panning out. He had a big spring at Texas, then hurt his knee in the fall. And Sarkisian said this, and this gets my attention. I know it gets Jake's attention. He's a real weapon on deep balls, and in the red area, he's a big physical guy. Those are the guys that are of critical importance to me, because it's so hard to score in the red zone in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
It's so hard to score. I mean, if you get the ball first and goal at the 9, It is hard to score if you don't have guys like that.
Nope.
Well, especially if you're not just able to line it up and move the pile, and that's hard for anybody to do, let alone, you know, Nebraska. So,
yeah,
they've needed to utilize the passing game inside the red zone for years now. I mean, we talked about it towards the end of the Scott Frost tenure, but the inability to get Austin Allen involved.
Oof.
He had to
go there for
years. Seathan Carter back in the day.
You have gone on for years about that.
Uh-huh.
Tight ends. Well, I mean,
exactly. Yes, you have.
That's the reality of what it's been for Nebraska. And even this year, like, they weren't able to really get the ball to Thomas Fedoni or to Nate Borkircher or, you know, even Malachi Coleman or the wide receivers, really, inside the red zone. So, Any additional help that you can do there, anything that you can give, you know, Dylan or Heinrich or Daniel, you know, DHD there, anything that you can give those guys is going to be well received. I mean, they need depth on top of it, and they need experience too, because you got a lot of young wide receivers.
You're right. I mean, you mentioned Jamal Banks from Wake Forest is also visiting. Is there a scenario you see where they take both of them?
I just don't know how the numbers work out with that. I mean, if you have these other visitors, I mean, you have Dante Dowdle, you have the linebacker from Idaho, you know, 24/7 Sports hasn't confirmed it, but you have Stephon Thompson visiting.
Syracuse.
So the Syracuse. Expectation, and then certainly a guy like that, I think, is an easy take if he wants in, given his relationship with Tony White and, you know, the familiarity there. I don't know that you can take all of them.
it'd be hard.
I don't understand how they have the numbers to even take four or three of them, to be perfectly frank. So whatever they can kind of get out of this, I think for me, the most important piece still is probably that running back.
Dowdell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with you. Take nothing away from Jamal Banks, who would be the 1B in this scenario. I just really don't like the picture at running back for Nebraska.
You made that very clear last week, Mike.
I made that clear. You did. In about every chance I've got.
Yeah, you did.
I don't think I'm getting invited to the running back holiday party next year.
You missed your invite. Yeah.
I don't know that E.J. Barthel is going to be excited if I have questions for him.
No, but I see where you're going. And I mean, I just like the picture of Dante Dowdell, 6'2", 218. With Gabe Irvin, 6'2", 225, and an attack that does go downhill a lot.
Yeah, well, they need to add something to that room. Like, mm-hmm. they got nothing from the high school level, so they at least need another body in there.
Yeah,
and then wide receiver I think is really important too, and they definitely would benefit adding a Jamal Banks, I think, specifically. But
my answer to that though is if you can get both Banks and the Texas kid, do it. Just take them both. Because I think, now we're a little different on this topic. I think that room needs it. I think they need.
I think they need help, but I guess I feel slightly better in some ways, even though they're really inexperienced. I feel at least slightly better about the upside of that room.
Upside.
The running back room, I think it's a flat line. Like, I don't think there's an arrow up.
Ooh.
I don't think it's bad.
Hold on. Can we address that? Irvin was coming.
Yeah. I mean, he's had the best spring imaginable 3 straight years. And
I'm talking about Colorado. Yeah,
I get it. Yeah. But I need him on the field before it matters, right?
That's fair.
Like, how many guys have you seen have had promising seasons derailed by the fact that they couldn't stay on the field?
But if they had Dowdell, who was 8th ranked recruit in the country. Eighth-ranked running back in the country. Good enough to be recruited by Oregon. In fact, good enough to appear in 6 games at Oregon, which is like appearing in 6 games at Ohio State.
Yeah.
If you put Dowdell, Irvin, and then you have Ramir Johnson, who's a good, solid college running back with big-time speed.
Yeah.
I'm feeling okay now.
Yeah.
I'm feeling okay.
Like, I feel better if you have the Oregon.
Mother's Day is almost here. And you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day for Movement. Whether mom's into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, you can save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with up to 50% off site-wide during Movement's Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Kid, I mean, if you remove that from the equation,
that's what I'm saying.
But that's what I'm. That's what I mean, though.
He's not just a body. Dowdell's not just a body.
I agree.
He's capable of starting,
right? And that's what I mean, though. Without that, that room is just a flat line for me. Okay.
All right.
Whereas at least the wide receivers, like, I'm excited about Jalen Lloyd. I'm excited about Malachi. Like, they're green.
What about Jaden Doss?
I'm excited about Jaden Doss too. It's just I didn't get to see him as much.
I'm most excited about Jaden Doss.
Really?
Yes. Most excited about Jaden Doss. I think
why.
When you see, because he got injured in August, but he was going to be the best one of those three. Then he got injured in August. We saw it. We were there. Mm-hmm. We were there when it happened, and it set him back. I thought Doss was going to be the best of the three, but I like them all.
Yeah,
I like all.
Well,
three.
And then Bell, they really like Bell a lot. Right. I mean, that was we heard about him with the scout team, throughout the season, and then they talked about him kind of at the end, and so I like kind of the upside of those guys, but yeah, they definitely need a veteran.
I like upside. I hate the word in a way because it's always, okay, well, that means it's going to be in the future. Banks has 107 catches. Banks, the kid from Wake Forest.
Yeah.
Banks has 600 yards in each of the last two seasons. He's proven.
Yep.
He's coming in and playing.
Yeah.
And he's 6'4".
Yeah.
6'4".
Another red zone guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying that I don't, but like if you could only pick one,
yeah.
I'm going with if you could only pick one of the five, I would go with Dante Dowdell.
Oh.
And if you can have multiple, then it goes to Banks, and then after that,
one of the five visitors.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
They're gonna be able to take more. I don't understand how, and I honestly at this point have no idea what the numbers are gonna look like for anything in the future. But yeah, I expect them to be able to take more. I just don't think they could take all five.
There are five.
It feels like 3 to 4 is about where it's at.
For people that are wondering what we're talking about, they have five portal visitors coming in this week. One was in town yesterday, Isaiah Nayor, who's a receiver from Texas by way of Wyoming. So he was here, and that's why Dylan was at the game, according to his dad. Dylan was a recruiter, essentially. The big horse is in town. Recruiting. Can I call him the big horse?
You're going to call everybody the big horse that you can.
I mean, if they get Dowdell, are you going to call him the big horse?
If there's anybody you can possibly call a big horse, he's going to call them a big horse. It's his favorite.
Are you going to make noises for Dylan when he's back there passing?
Give us an example of a noise he might make.
Like, what does a quarterback noise sound like?
I'd have to think. Can I please think about that a little bit?
Sure.
Oh. We need to be prepared for the noises you're going to make when Dylan does something big.
I'm not grunt. Making it right now. I'm not ready for this.
He's going to grunt.
Yeah.
He's going to grunt.
All right, well, there you go. That's pretty key recruiting week. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And in terms of last night, there's a bunch of offers that went out to Nebraska
kids.
Yes.
Who received offers that you were aware of?
Okay. So I talked with Pierce Mooberry,
yes.
The defensive back linebacker from Millard North, 6'4", 200 pounds. Okay. He said Nebraska's kind of recruiting him at the Rover spot.
Okay.
So that I found sort of interesting. All of these guys have a very similar body type, which is probably the most prevalent body type that Nebraska high school has to offer. And that is why there's all of these power five tight ends coming out of Nebraska, just multiple.
Who else?
There is right here in town in Lincoln, Jackson Carpenter is at Lincoln Southwest. Alan True caught up with him. I don't know exactly where Nebraska is looking at for Jackson Carpenter, but he's another, again, 6'3", 6'4", 200-pound athlete. And then...
Legacy player also.
Yep.
Legacy player Tim Carpenter. Yep.
And then...
Absolutely.
Yep. There was one that...
Dad's from Columbus.
Brunt's caught up
there,
with.
There it is.
Big horse.
What's
wrong with you?
Go ahead.
No, you're good. I couldn't think of the name. I changed the letters for the first and the last name. So it's Ryman Zebert. And if I would have just said it, I would have said Zyman Rebert. So I needed to make sure I got that correct.
Good job confirming that.
He is a 2025 from Platteview, 6'6", 210 pounds.
Okay.
The kind of, it's hard to even say this because it's unfair because Carter Nelson is such a unique player, but that would be the sort of similar body type to that, just a freakish athlete that's really good at basketball. Maybe doesn't have the high jumping skills of the state champion that Carter Nelson has. But Ryman Zebert is a guy that Brunts has been kind of, you know, watching for a while. Had 677 yards receiving last year. Again, another tight end prospect.
Brunts likes him.
Yeah, Brunts has been expecting this one coming for a while. So, yeah, three sort of really interesting offers. Again, all very similar body types in that 6'6" to 6'3.5", 215 pounds or so. And then one they're looking at as a line. I think two on the defensive side, and then one in Zebert as a tight end.
Ryman Zebert.
Ryman Zebert.
Please allow me.
I don't know why I want to call him Zyman Rebert. I just
that's
do.
Kind of a cool name.
I like it. Jake, allow me to venture outside my lane real quick.
This could go with a lot of different places.
I'm venturing outside my lane, Schaefer.
I'm nervous.
Schaefer, you cover this. You've covered it more years than me, recruiting. I was impressed, maybe unduly impressed, but I was impressed that Rule is the one who called Mooberry. he texted him.
Yep.
Rule texted Mooberry Pierce.
We called him, then he texted him when Mooberry didn't. Mooberry screened his call. So Pierce is telling me this. He's like,
okay,
there's a number coming across, and I don't have it at my phone, and I just, you know, I didn't think it was, I didn't know who it was. I didn't, and whatever.
And then,
he's like, and then I got a text, and the text is like, hey, this is Coach Rule. If you have a chance, give me a call.
If you have a chance, call me back.
Yeah, and he was like, I felt really dumb.
Well,
so I called immediately.
But you guys are native Nebraskans. I mean, and I'm older. I'm trying to think as a high school kid getting a call from Tom Osborne that said, please call me back. Matt Rule in this case. That's
could
amazing.
Could not imagine it.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Could not imagine it.
That's amazing.
If you get the time.
I would also
if you get the time, you call me back. It's Matt Rule. Mom.
The way my personality is, I would have a tough time believing that it's actually going to be Matt Rule on the other end of the phone.
100.
What's the AI on the phone?
Right.
Some sort of voice person.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah,
some sort of computer thing.
But I
Matt Rule's calling me,
dude. I mean, I was just impressed that the head coach did that because I don't think all head coaches do it.
Mike Riley was really big on making the in-state offers here in Nebraska. He certainly was the one that did that.
How about Frost?
I feel like it was sometimes Frost, sometimes Barrett Rude, sometimes the position coach.
Yeah, that was my impression.
It wasn't always Frost, and I don't know that that's the biggest
Always Rule. I don't know if it's always Rule.
It has been Rule for a lot of them. I mean, it was Rule for Jalen. Like, Jalen Lloyd was the first offer they made. It was Rule for, trying to think of who else. You know, I think Donovan Jones, when he got his phone call, it started with Evan Cooper, and then they put Rule on, that kind of thing. Like, he's usually pretty involved with the in-state stuff.
I like
I think that's by design.
I like that picture.
I think they want the high school coaches in the state to know that they may not be able to take everybody, but they're not going to miss on people. Like, they, you know, first of all, if your kid's good enough, he needs to go to a camp. And then if he has been at a camp, or if he didn't, but he's still good enough, they're going to find you anyways.
Right.
And again, they might not be able to take everybody. They couldn't take Michael Burt. They didn't take Caleb Pyfrom. They didn't take other guys last year that ended up as Power 5 players. But they certainly are going to be aware of them, mm-hmm. which is a lot more than maybe you could say from the previous couple staffs that with their in-state kind of
100
effort.
And Rule emphasizes the camp. I mean, he wants them at the camp.
And I love it because it's, you know, you have stories like Donovan Jones and some of these other guys where it's like, if they didn't go to that camp, they probably aren't seen. But the fact they did go to that camp allowed them to get an offer. So it's basically like, if you're a good player in state and you think you're good enough to play, whether it's a walk-on or scholarship, but you don't go to those summer camps, you're doing yourself such a huge disservice.
100.
There's multiple players in Omaha that I know of in the 25 and 26 class that skipped Nebraska's camp last summer.
Cost them.
That aren't hearing from the staff because mm-hmm. they're, you know, they didn't get to work with them.
They want them there.
And then basically what they've heard from them is, hey, we want you to come to junior days and to come to, you know, this camp. We're not going to chase you necessarily. Like, we know you exist, but you got to show
us. Come show us. And, and Jake, the thing, it's not always like the head coaches sometimes aren't very involved in these camps. I've watched the camps. Rule has a stopwatch.
Yeah.
He's asking kids. He's pointing out kid, hey, come run for me.
You want to see him involved. Watch him watch the one-on-ones between offensive line, defensive line. He was working with, I think it was like Jack Limbaugh and Jake Peters last year, and just like going up and talking to him about different things. And
I love that part of Rule. I love that. Love it.
Yeah, no, it's a different – the camp thing especially is very, very different than any of the coaches that I have covered.
Thank you.
They are –
thank you. Thank you.
Far, far more in tune with what they want to get out of it than the, we're just going to throw some cones out there and guys are going to get some t-shirts and an opportunity to get a photo of coach, and that's what the camp is.
The Nebraska camp shift is sort of amazing to watch.
Yeah.
It is.
They needed it. They desperately needed it.
Yeah. I mean, here's the deal. At Nebraska right now, everything matters in recruiting. You got to – because it's very difficult.
You got to find your edge.
Right.
I mean, if you have guys that can play in your state and you can keep them, and whether walk-ons or whether as scholarship guys, like, that needs to be your edge.
Right.
When we come back, we'll get to Bill's Thrills, Jake's Takes today, and we'll work in basketball in that conversation because Nebraska, the men, are 12-2, best start in 30 years, 31
Good
years
God.
For Nebraska
Good
basketball.
God.
We'll discuss it all next in an early break in the ticket.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.